But back to why we're all here.
Yeah, today. I'm just standing up because my legs are tired.
I can imagine. All right, so Skiathlon, how do you feel about your performance today?
I was really stoked. Had really good skis, so big thank you to the Wax Tex for just really nailing it. And
Great. Yeah,
I was happily surprised to feel so good in the classic half, because that for me is the big question mark in a skiathlon. And I know I will feel good in the skate half, and I know that's where I really start getting into my rhythm and really fighting for places. But in the classic, I thought, wow, I feel really good. And my goal was to just ski smooth and confident in the classic half and then really attack the skate half. And so when we skied the second lap of the classic, I thought, all right, I'll start to push. And then when Heidi and I had a little gap, that was awesome, because it was so fun to ski with her. And she's someone who really understands the importance of, okay, if we change leads, we can both move faster and have a good gap. And so I thought that was so cool that, you know, she's someone who I like to ski with because we work together instead of making one person do all the work. And and then on the last big hill, I thought, wow, I feel really good. I think this is where I need to really try and see if I can get a gap. And so then I just put everything I had out there. And
that was this, on the skate lap, right?
Yeah, the last really long climb of the skate course. So that would have been with like 2K left. And my legs felt good. And like I said, my skis felt good. And so that's when I said, okay, I just have to give it everything I have. And it was enough to open up a little gap. And then I just hammered into the finish.
Right. You said, and you started, you said the classic part was stronger than you expected. Is that true? How do you explain that?
Well, I just think in the classic part, I guess not really, I shouldn't say stronger than I expected, but that's where I can either have a really good start to the skiathlon, or maybe I struggle, because it's hard in skiathlon boots. You know, they're not quite your normal classic boots, so you have to be able to adjust how you kick and how you stride and how you add the wax. And we worked really hard, my tech, Jason Cork, and I this week. And so I think we really dialed that in. So I felt really confident. And also I've been working really hard with him on my classic technique. So I felt like this year in particular, I was really able to adjust how I ski.
Right.
Instead of just trying to make the skis work with my normal stride, I could change my stride to fit the skiathlon, what you need for a skiathlon. And so that was a really cool feeling. And I feel like I've been working really hard for years on my classic skiing. So it was great that it's finally coming.
And the skate lap, when you passed Heidi on that hill, you know, going into the hill, what was going through your mind?
I was just thinking, all right, we're in a great position. Like, I knew we had a really long gap to fourth place, so I knew I was going to get a podium. And I thought, well, I have nothing to lose. I'll either be second or third. So I was trying to ski on the bottom of the hill, trying to ski really smooth and gather a little bit of energy, because I knew if I could pass her really suddenly, then you make it stick.
Right. And once you finished the hill, how did you feel?
I felt great, because I knew I had a little gap. And so that's when I thought, okay, now I can, I know that the downhills are my strength, so I know that I can hold it for the downhill.
And how do you feel about tomorrow?
I'm super excited for the relay.
And what kind of socks can we expect you to wear?
The only kind of socks we ever wear. It's the striped relay socks. Thank you. That's a good reminder. I need to go get those out of the
I'm excited to see. And stars and stripes for your cheeks, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah. The face paint, the whole nine yards. Everything. Yep.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.